Joe Biden, Golden Rule Means We Need Mask Mandates Nationwide. By Robert Krajicek on October 29, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden called for mask mandates nationwide as a manifestation of the Golden Rule in a column published by the Christian Post on Thursday. In an editorial titled, "The Greatest Commandment Has Guided My Politics," Biden wrote, "Loving God and loving others are at the very foundation of my faith. Throughout my career in public service, these values have kept me grounded in what matters most." Biden points to the biblical precept to love one's neighbor as oneself as the moral premise of government decrees for mask wearing. He called for a de facto national mask wearing mandate while describing the wearing of masks as an expression of love for others in the context of the coronavirus outbreak. He repeated his promise to pressure governors and mayors to issue such mask mandates if elected president. "To beat COVID-19, we must all work together to pull our country out of this crisis. We must all wear masks. It's not a political statement, it's a manifestation of God's commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves, so we can save lives. And as my administration mobilizes this public health and economic response, I will work closely with governors, Democrat and Republican, to make sure every state has the resources, support, and guidance they need to implement an effective response in their state, and to institute mask mandates nationwide. If we all work together, we can save lives and get our economy back on track more quickly for everyone, not just those at the top." America is plagued by systemic racism, alleged Biden. He added that he would halt the wheels of injustice that are bearing down on so many communities, especially communities of color. Biden committed to prioritizing racial equity and combating economic injustice while framing his political views on economic distribution as inspired by Jesus's teachings. "Jesus tells us that to whom much is given, much will be required. As a country, we are blessed with the world's highest GDP and incredible national resources. Yet too many working families struggle to pay for basic necessities while the rewards of our economy are increasingly concentrated in the hands of a wealthy few." Biden concluded by characterizing his Senator Kamala Harris's DCA personal motivations within politics as grounded in service. "We are called, as Christians, to serve rather than be served. And a Biden-Harris administration will embody that foundational value," Biden declared. "We will be servants of the people and continue the important work we've started to build a robust, diverse, and inclusive coalition that deeply values the contributions of people of faith."